Next, we have Remy Berthaud with Passbolt Open Source Password Manager for Teams.
Thanks, everyone. I just wanted to, maybe we could give a little round of applause to Elena and David, who has been running this room. Thanks a lot for volunteering and organizing this. It's really nice from you. So I'm Remy Berthaud. You may remember me from other open source project, minor and horrible contributions to Mailvelope, Open Social, and some other events that we do. But here today, I'm here to reprise my role as the co-founder of Passbolt. Before we start, I just wanted to show you this picture, which was taken 20 years ago. I think we can appreciate the amount of swag in this picture. If there are Gen Z in the room, 20 years ago, Facebook didn't exist, so we didn't know that this picture will come back to haunt us. So is anyone not using a password manager at work? Can you raise your hand? Okay, I can see the Passbolt developer raising their hand. We need to have a little talk about this after. But for the other ones that raised their hands, I would like you to meet with me after, because I want to learn how you do to live without fear. So this is what we did. We built an open source password manager that is designed for collaboration. So you can share secrets with your teams. So you have granular access and permissions to every single resources and folders. It's available by default in the browsers. So it's designed specifically for collaboration. So as many password managers, we also have like a quick access, so you can basically see this little annoying icon in every single form when you browse the web. We also have like Android and iOS applications, so it works with biometrics. And you also have multi-accounts. So for example, if you have a personal account and a professional account on the same phone, then you can basically use both. They work with the autofill as well. So it's like automatically fill the form for you based on the API that is available by the phone. And since you guys are most likely developers, we also offer command line interface and SDKs. So if you have curl and GPG, you can pretty much talk to Passbolt and like pipe the output of the curl request to GPG and decrypt the content. So like it's pretty low footprint when it comes to like working with the API. We also have like Ansible plugins and like tutorials on how to integrate this into your GitLab pipelines. So basically you can use it as a secret manager, not just as a password manager for your team. You can also store like credentials for machine to machine authentication if you want. We also provide, one of the goals of Passbolt is to make sure that administrator of a Passbolt instance do not have to do a lot of work. So like we provide native packages for Linux distribution, pretty much all major distributions, and we keep adding some of them. Like this year we did the Helm chart. So if you're one of the cool kids and you use Kubernetes, you can basically get started with Passbolt as well. It's really low maintenance. We have like people running Passbolt for years and not updating them, and then updating them to the last version with just one command. So like we try to make your life easy. Obviously, we are not the only password manager in the space. So like a lot of people come to me and are like, "Oh, how are you different from this and that?" So main difference with KeePass is like KeePass is a file. So like we are like an API and we do user management. So KeePass is great if you basically want offline access or if you don't want to share data. If you share with KeePass, you're going to have some issues with concurrent access and versioning. But it's great if you do not want to have any metadata and you just want a file and everything is encrypted. So like KeePass is really great there. With compared to VaultWarden and Bitwarden, we have like basically different security properties. Like we use a completely random private key. With Bitwarden, for example, the encryption strength is depending on the password that is selected by the end user. So there are other password managers like 1Password that use a private key, but basically we are the only other one that does this. We require the browser extension. So this is also a key differentiator, is that you must install Passbolt browser extension. Why is in case the server is compromised, an attacker cannot change the application. So they cannot change, for example, the cryptographic functions or like add some code to extract the decrypted materials. So this is one big difference. So when you access a Passbolt instance, you feel like it's a website, but it's actually not a website. It's an iframe that is inserted in the page, and the server cannot basically access what is in that iframe. So it's basically a change of architecture. And we support, as I said, like nested folders with flexible permissions. Like in Bitwarden, you basically create collections and you put items in them. And we basically support like granular sharing and granular secret management. So for example, the secrets in Passbolt are encrypted once per person, so that, for example, if somebody leaves the organization, we are able to provide revocation. So it's not like we other password manager, which will have like a symmetric key that is shared with many users, and they will not rotate that key for the collection. So obviously, Bitwarden supports features that we don't have. So like that's why people adopt Bitwarden. But what happened in 2023? So one of the major events of 2023 that we had is our site of the head of site reliability management at Passbolt got married. So we thought it will never happen, but like maybe we can give him a little round of applause for getting hitched. Well done, Diego. No, seriously, this year we shipped a single sign-on with OpenID, Microsoft, and Google. And I'm very pleased to announce that the OpenID connector will be soon available in the community edition. Both community edition and the pro edition are completely open source, so they are both under AGPL. The pro edition, we require you to pay something, but obviously it's open source software, so you can do as you please. So we also shipped another interesting feature, which is like TOTP, which allows you to